Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a show where we talk about a game that has just come out or is coming out. My name is Ben.
And my name is James.
James, what game have you been playing this time?
We are playing a return of a classic. Yes. And then you're saying Shovel Knight Dig.
Shovel Knight Dig.
Yeah.
What is Shovel Knight Dig, please?
It is not a platformer like the original Shovel Knight. It's kind of a platformer, but it's more of a roguelike. So okay. It's taken a lot of the old setup and the old controls and the feel of the original Shovel Knight. But yeah, it's more of a roguelike now. So essentially, it's got a bit of a twist on the usual roguelike in that, yeah, obviously, you've got a shovel. The whole point, you got to dig downwards. Right. You got to keep digging downwards. And they've introduced... I mean, the controls were always... I've not played the original Shovel Knight, but I believe it was very sort of simplified, and that was like the intention, like classic. Not too many controls, but This one has introduced a new speed shovel mechanic. You can just keep on digging, just okay. Go right through that dirt, the speed of light. And yeah, it's sort of what you'd expect, really. It's very sort of simplistic in its presentation to start with. And then it sort of builds up and introduces a lot of different elements to that. And, you know, like every roguelike, it's the whole point is to just keep going and then just get a better run each time until you succeed, finally, which is going to be very difficult if you're anything like me. I was not very good at this. But yeah, it's a tricky one. It's only a tricky one.
Okay, so do you have like a hub area that you start from and can upgrade things, and then what happens? You go out and you just dig down, or you dig into until you encounter an enemy or a chamber or something?
What's so yeah, I'll sort of I'll dig deeper into the details.
Okay.
So basically you start off, and again, like very, very simple, like real sort of throwback to the old your 16-bit classics, where you're just having a nice little nap with your big stash of gems and treasures that Shovel Knight's collected in his adventures. And then this absolute ass, I believe it was Drill Knight.
Drill Knight.
He comes along, nicks all your treasure, drills a massive hole in the ground, and you've got to sort it out. So you basically, like, from the start, you wake up there, and you've got, like, this hub area where it's quite simplified. It's obviously, you know, 2D plane. You can go left or right in your sort of hub area, and there are several shops that you can use to sort of like spend your, you know, soon to be acquired gems on different upgrades, either upgrades from the start or to unlock new upgrades and various different like accessories and pickups that you can then find on your subsequent travels. And yeah, if obviously like the first time you go, you just go straight down, you go for it. But it's interesting that, you know, a lot of roguelikes have obviously, they do it in different sort of flavors. This feels like the main challenge is the sort of platforming, and you've got, you know, combat as well, but it's a sort of mix of like digging through certain bits of like dirt, and then there's a lot of like platforming elements as well. I mean, you'll see all this if you're watching the video version, check it out on YouTube now. But you've also got like the enemies that you need to sort of avoid and, you know, hit with. Yeah, you can do like a regular attack with your shovel. You can pick up a special attack which can do, you know, either offensive or like support things. Like you can there's a knife that lets you hover up higher. Mm-hmm. You've got like an axe that you can throw, which does a weird loop. I've not quite figured out how to get the best out of that so far. And yeah, other things like you have a little, like, send out your little ghost ability thing and then pop up in a room that's seemingly inaccessible.
Okay, so you can get behind doors and stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, that's obviously the other thing that's key to a good roguelike, really, is like finding these different secrets and having enough sort of variety and also providing, you know, the tools in which to succeed. So, yeah, you're constantly digging down. You've got like, I think it's 3 levels in each stage, and there's about 4 or 5 stages.
Okay.
And at the end of each stage, there's a boss fight. As I say, very difficult. I got to the end of the first stage and only beat the boss once. I've been playing it the last couple of nights. So, yeah, quite tricky. But yeah, you've also got like, as you're going down, you've got these side passages and various different, they can range from like treasure rooms, or they've got sort of a secret pickups and stuff that you can get. So for example, you can get keys that can unlock V side rooms, or even if it's a relic key, unlock a new stage, because every time you reach the end of each level, you get a choice of like left or right to go down like different sort of areas as well. Sometimes those are relic stages, but you need a special relic key to get that. So relics are one of the special attack, basically. So if you do that once, then you unlock that for subsequent playthroughs, and then it gets, in theory, easier over time. Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, you have more options available.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can also pick up these little eggs that, if you find the nests where you can return them and hatch them, you get a little support animal that's coming along with you. So it's very... If you ever played Castle Crashers, quite an old game now, but like, yeah, Castle Crashers back in the day, it reminded me of that. You just have a cute little animal hovering next to you, and it'll just, you know, periodically attack the enemies and keep them off your back.
Excellent.
And there are other things like equipping armor. So again, like some of these rooms might have vendors that will sell like food or different upgrade items. I found a blacksmith who I presume has, you know, a lot of these characters are sort of showing up after, you know, they're returning characters from previous games or sort of side projects or something. And so the blacksmith was a big deal because then he shows up in the hub area and you can actually sort of gear yourself up with different armor, which, as you'd expect, gives you like a benefit and then a negative as well. So you take less damage but gain less gems with one type of armor. And I presume you can find a lot of other different armors as you go down and discover more. So yeah, there's a lot more than just meets the eye when you first start. It's interesting.
Okay, and are you? I suppose the million-dollar question: are you enjoying it? Is it fun?
It is. Overall, it's very good. I wasn't sort of in the mindset initially because I just got my ass handed to me.
Right.
A lot.
That's always the struggle with roguelikes and roguelites.
Yeah.
Is that the first few runs are just. Sometimes just not much fun because they're really hard.
Yeah, you kind of got to get back into that mindset, really. And especially with something like this, which is, you know, trying to call back to the old sort of 8-bit and 16-bit style of gaming where it's, you know, it is going to be trickier. And, you know, luckily it feels very sort of smooth, like gameplay is, you know, with platformers especially, is key to make sure it's not too floaty or too frustrating. You can't jump a huge amount, but I believe that was the case with the original Shovel Knight as well. Mm. When you jump, you also automatically do like a downward sort of shovel spike sort of move. And that's maybe the only frustrating bit, but again, it's again part of the challenge and just learning how these things work together. And that when you hit an enemy, you're going to bounce up quite high. And I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but you've also, another part of the challenge, you've got to go quite quickly through these levels as well. Because that drill knight that I mentioned earlier, he's coming to get you.
He's chasing you through.
Big old drill. So if you spend much time digging around in each sort of little room section bit, the room will start to shake and then suddenly, there's a massive drill coming to drive you along. Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
So yeah, it's more than a few times where I've sort of like bounced off and I thought I could get this gem or this pickup and I've ended up bouncing too high and then bashed my head on like some spikes. So yeah, I should also say obviously like the level design is really good, which you're given that it's procedurally generated, that can go any number of ways, but never at any point did I find like there was something that, there's, you know, more gems or there's a pickup that is impossible to get. Mm-hmm. That'd be tricky. But yeah, it's all sort of stretched and very, like, just challenging enough to, like, you know, balance that risk and reward. And all the while you've got to think, okay, is it worth going for this? Have I just got to crack on and go? It's very fast paced as well. Mm. So
wonderful.
But yeah, having a lot of fun. I think people that enjoy a good roguelike.
Yeah.
And they enjoy the old school, like, you know, 2D stuff. You know, fans of Shovel Knight should probably enjoy it as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's got quite enough, and this is hard to say, like, only a few hours in. Don't know if it's quite got enough extra bells and whistles that you see with, like, more recent roguelikes. So, like, Hades had, like, all sorts of extra stuff to keep you entertained.
Right.
Yeah, Returnal was quite, like, a unique sort of, like, third-person bullet hell-y sort of thing. And then, yeah, you've got, like, Darkest Dungeon, Slay the Spire, all that sort of stuff with, you know, the different sort of play styles that it offers you. This is just going to be your platforming and you're hitting things with shovels.
Gotcha.
And or other things. But for the core gameplay, so it's pretty tight, pretty good.
Fantastic. Well, it's from Yacht Club Games, of course, and I believe it's releasing on Switch, PS4, Steam, and Apple Arcade tomorrow at the time of release, so coming really, really soon. Just enough time for a quip. James, do you have one?
No, but I should also mention that apparently on Apple Arcade, you can get it free with the subscription model there. So,
okay.
You know, a potential
Excellent.
Freebie.
You just give
it
a go.
It's going to be £21, about $25. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Quip time.
Shovel Knight dig, more like Shovel Knight really dig it because it's great.
Great. That's good. That's a really good one. Shovel Knight dig, more like Shovel Might dig. I might. Mm. You know what? I don't really go for roguelikes, but I might. I might dig.
D- dig, see what you find.
Maybe, yeah. See if I enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening / watching, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.